actually don't have any safety funds available until 2021. And we're also doing roadway safety audits on three other routes, so I'm not sure exactly, you know, how all that will fall out, but it's possible we could start seeing improvements actually done by 2021, but it might be later depending on what the other routes have on them and when we're coming through. It makes more sense to be doing an overlay at the same time that we're doing the safety improvements, so we'll probably try to schedule whatever we decide to do with the maintenance of the roadway also. So more to come on that. I'll keep you guys posted on that. But that was just, we just did that in November, and so we're just starting to really dig into it, and not really any strict budget guidance. So, I mean, it's kind of, we're looking at small, fairly inexpensive things like adding more of that high friction surface treatment, like we've got on a couple of the curves, like we've got down at Saddlebrook on 65. Anywhere from that to actually realigning the road. And obviously the realignment of the road would be the most expensive, and so we have to look at that type of improvement with we have to look really hard at that because we are very limited with our funding, so it would be a challenge to do much realignment, but if the group feels like that's the best choice, then you know, that may be a long-range recommendation, is to do some type of you know, right-of-way purchase, and just, you know, if we want to get rid of four curves in a row there on 160 or whatever, we may just realign the roadway. So, but right now there's no funding of that amount, so there'd have to be probably a change in funding or a very long period where we're trying to figure out, you know, saving up funding to do that type of thing. So.
You mentioned F and 160.
Yes.
Do you have any statistics on how many accidents have happened, like, right within that intersection?
Within the intersection, I don't have any. I don't have the statistics with me. We do have those statistics. I do know that that location is not worked by the patrol because it's actually within, I believe it's Rockaway Beach.
Merriwood.
And so the number of accident reports we get, and I'm not saying that Merriam-Wood doesn't turn in their accident reports, but it's dependent on them turning in their accident reports, how good our statistics are. So, you know, I don't know, but I do know that when we made the changeover from F being the stop condition and did that realignment, we've seen a significant reduction in the number of accidents and the reported accidents. And I know, you know, what I get back from maintenance as far as them having to clean up an accident or, you know, that type of thing. So I know we've made a significant improvement there, but I don't have that data with me. But I do know it was significant because as a group, we were looking at other locations. I mean, we'd like to see a more permanent improvement there. Probably the recommendation that the group would make would be a roundabout, just to keep flow fairly decent without having to really make anybody stop for any length of time. But that would require some right-of-way acquisition and obviously quite a bit of construction funding.
What I've witnessed is the conscientiousness of the customer that has saved a lot of accidents because they're for me, and they're watching for that other one coming on. So they sometimes, I've seen them let the other one come on through when they, you know,
just to get them through the intersection.
Yeah, just for safety.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, that's probably how a lot of locations operate more safely, is because drivers choose to be courteous.
They want to be in an accident.
Well, our statistics show that, like, 95% of all accidents are caused by driver error. I mean, you know, it's a conscious or unconscious decision by the driver. It's not a equipment failure or, you know, some giant piece of lumber out in the middle of the road or whatever. It's human operation of that vehicle. So, but yeah, we've looked real hard at the Bull Creek area because we've had several accidents in that location, and then on that curve right after Bull Creek. And so, like I said, we're in the very, very early stages on that, but we're really, really wanting to do something in that area. And then on those sets of curves that we've got on 160 are the ones that really stick out in my mind. And then there were probably some other locations too, but no, we don't have a list published yet for the group to go over. But. stuff. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, Luke asked just this morning on the bridges, the Kentucky and Beaver and all that. When is the bridge? Are they supposed to have those all completed?
I believe it's towards the end of this year.
The end of the year?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't looked at that schedule in a while, but what I can't remember is we negotiated back and forth over Caney and Beaver, and I was trying to remember which one's going to be next. I need to look at our construction schedule. Because at one time we were going to do Beaver last, but then I know the canoe rental place, I can't remember if we worked it out whether we were going to try to get Beaver out of the way before Memorial Weekend so that it wouldn't impact their business as much, or if we ended up moving it to late summer. I've got to look at that.
But my understanding is that Kentucky, the customers had not seen any work done there since Christmas.
I think the cold weather, they had probably taken off a little bit of time for the holidays, and then the cold weather hit right after that. So I'm going to look at it today and talk to the construction office, because I know just from the updates I'd seen in mid-December, it looked like we were pretty close.
Okay.
It could be that, depending on the temperatures and everything, they might have to put some temporary paving in. We're on the approaches to the bridge, because with the temperatures and everything, they may not be able to get the permanent asphalt in there or anything, but we may have to do something that's a little temporary to get the bridge open. I don't know. I'm speculating based on experience, but I haven't talked to anybody in the construction office. But.
So that bypass where it goes down, and I've not been, but I was told that it's really rough, big potholes in it. Now, is that something the state takes care of?
The contractor's supposed to be taking care of it, but it's part of our contract with the contractor. So, I mean, we should be making sure that they take care of it. So, like I said, I'm going to go by and look at it right after I leave here. I'm going to try to get eyes on it. Because I knew with the freeze-thaw and, the precipitation we've had recently, it probably needs some maintenance if they haven't been up there. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
I guess we'll recess until 10 a.m. upstairs, conference room.